Time for the Straight From Street Sports Report being brought to you by Motel 6. Book online at motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal or at ParShow, Russ ParShow. Let's get right to it. Monday night was not the night of the quarterback. Redskins star RG3 banged around a little bit, went 6-8, interception and a sack. Connor Shaw was the best QB in the game, certainly the best for the Browns, went 8-9 with a TD. Hoyer and Johnny Football didn't even combine for his QB rating. Manziel was 7-16, sacked 3 times, tossed a TD. Hoyer 2-6. Shaw led the late TD drive, scoring with 0 time remaining, but of course the Browns, they went for the win instead of the tie, but I thought it was the right decision, especially in the preseason. So not only was it was Manziel's performance that has him behind Hoyer, but he flipped the finger to the Redskins bench, and that just may be the final decision. Of course, the coach had said after 2 preseason games, he would make the decision on who the starter would be. Don't be surprised if it's Rexy Grossman. I doubt it, though. Arakpo said the sack on Manziel. With the sack on Manziel, said he thought the whole finger thing was funny. Of course, he did do the Manziel money move afterwards. Now, CBS broadcaster and former NFL player Phil Simms says he won't be using the Redskins name anymore. Says he will only say Washington during the Week 4 broadcast, the Giants and the Redskins. The option was given to the announcers by CBS and Fox. Phil's partner, Jim Nance, says it's not my job to make a stance. Falcons running back Steven Jackson with a future in art following football, according to TMZ Sports. Get this, dude had pieces of art on sale based on photos he's taken around the world. Now, at a recent art show, they said he sold 13 or 23 pieces, one even going for $7,000.
Wow.
I'm sure Hard Knocks is helping out that, you know, with the brother being on TV and all. In the NBA, yeah, the newest owner of the Clippers. Yeah, he had a fan fest last night, Steve Ballmer. And to say this guy is animated would be putting it lightly. I was afraid he was going to have a heart attack the way he was running around and yelling.
Really?
And the whole nine.
You know who's like that? The Mavericks guys. He kind of like him.
Well, he's a little younger. You know, I'm thinking
Mark Cuban
is a little younger, I believe. Okay. I don't know. I don't get that same scary feeling when Mark Cuban does it. I'm like, oh, boy, okay.
You're like, don't have a heart attack.
calm yourself a little bit, buddy. You know?
He's excited. That's what they need.
Well, meanwhile, former owner Donald Sterling, he lost his final attempt to block the sale on Wednesday. He told TMZ straight up, I'm finished. I'm over.
Wasted all that money.
Sorry.
Could have been over like a month ago.
Now, the 6-bedroom mansion outside of Chi-Town where Dwayne Wade and his ex-wife and kids stayed is now in foreclosure.
Wow.
Yeah, the mortgage hasn't been paid in a while. Now, the lawyer for Dwayne Wade says the 3-acre property and a huge payout went to D. Wade's ex-wife as part of the divorce.
So wait a minute. So it went to her, so it was pretty much paid for?
No, it was for her to assume the payments.
I see.
Right.
But he had already had to put a down payment on.
She was giving so a huge payout.
So she just had to keep it up.
It was just on her to maintain it. Now, I don't know if she's saying forget it.
When's the last time it was paid on?
From what I understand is the divorce was final last year, and a payment hasn't been made since. When it was D-Wade's responsibility, from what I understand, he was making the payments. But after the settlement, of course,
I gave her the money for it.
But she's living there by herself without the kids, so I don't know. Maybe she's saying, I don't need a 6-bedroom mansion. I don't know.
Oh, she should have sold it. Why didn't she sell it while she could have for money?
I don't know. And get this, they're saying the house, she only owed like
$225,000. You better stop playing. The bank is going to get that house and sell it for $5 million.
Oh, man, it was almost 8,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms.
They going to get that money out of it. She should have sold that house, lady.
Sell it to the Obamas. It's 3 acres. It's right outside of Chi-Town.
Sell it to anybody, and she would have that money sitting in her pocket.
Michelle would love that house.
Oh, my gosh.
Major League Baseball, the Nats with their third straight walk-off win, 5-4 over the D-backs, now up 6 on ATL. STL over Cincy, 6-5, and the O's, they won again.